Welcome to It's No Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities.
Yeah.
Right off of that.
You can have it. If you want that first line, it can be all yours.
I think I just did it.
You did it.
So really, I just had it. If you want
so then, you can start. My name is Zach.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you do. It's come flow.
That's how we've always done it, Zach.
We can mix things up.
No.
But why would I just say, oh, my name is Josh.
Why would Jeff say it in the middle?
Because I'm the middleman.
Jeff is the meat in our sandwich.
Oh.
I'm meaty.
Who's the cheese?
Rita?
I guess I am, because Rita would be the other bun.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, so. Rita's the bun this week.
But Jeff, you'd be the cheese and I'd be the meat.
I said, because you usually put cheese on top. Yeah. But sometimes people get weird and put cheese on the bottom.
It's true. Sometimes I feel sassy and I put the cheese on the bottom.
Depends if you put any sauce on it, because if you put sauce on the cheese and it just all squirts out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, because it's not very absorptive. Huh?
Why are we seriously contemplating the placement of cheese on a sandwich right now?
Because.
Because.
Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. My name is Josh, and I voted for Margaret Thatcher.
My name's Jeff, and I voted for Stephen Fry.
My name is Zach, and I voted for Nader!
Nader!
Yeah! Four more years! Four more years! Four more years!
My name is Rita, and because I am a robot, and not a U.S. citizen, I was not able to vote. Doesn't mean I didn't try.
I can't imagine who she tried voting for. She voted for that crazy, like, what was his name? Vermin Supreme or something like that. He's like, he wanted to give out free ponies to everybody or something.
Oh, free ponies?
Yeah.
She probably voted for L. Ron Hubbard.
There you go.
I thought she'd vote for 011001.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe she voted for, oh, damn it. I don't remember the name of him now.
The master computer guy?
Yeah,
name?
What's his name? I don't know. Architect.
That's it.
Got it.
There you go.
Hal. Hal.
Oh, good call.
Hal and Rita, they can make little robot computer babies.
Or like.
So I always wondered how those mini like notebooks got made.
What's that from?
That's how the iPod or the iPad Mini came into existence.
Oh, it's a baby.
It's a baby computer. It's when a boy computer loves a girl computer.
And they touch each other's privates.
And they put their floppy disk into the hard drive and
and out the headphone jack.
Put the USB in the RAM.
I'm sorry, Michael, I'm afraid I can't do that.
They had their data paths cross.
Ooh. Can't cross streams. Wow, this is getting referential, huh?
For every episode of the show we produce, we get our hands on a sexy sound that covers up all of our inappropriate parts. Sometimes it's randomly generated, and other times the viewers like you suggest them. Rita located this tweet on our Twitter account from a few weeks ago.
From username MusicalKCN, I would like the bleep of the week to be an old car horn. Liquid nitrogen cocktail shot each time it happens. Hashtag dead.
We love it when our listeners actually talk to us, but this might get annoying. The liquid nitrogen cocktail shot part, that is.
I don't think he was serious about that, Josh, you dip.
Hey, who you calling a dip quad?
I'm calling you a dip piece of guzzling bag.
Ooh. You want any input on this, Zach, or are you good?
You boys just sort this out.
Okay.
I'm more amazed that someone actually tweeted at us. So.
Yeah, some people are, and actually later in the show, we'll kind of review all the things people are saying about us. But before we can get there, for the past few months, every news site has featured a mind-numbing number of articles surrounding the presidential election. Excuse you.
That was class. Uh-huh. You should have, though.
Yeah. Amongst all this, we did manage to find a few stupid news stories to take our minds off the whole thing. But like many an American voter taking information about the presidential candidates at face value and running with it, so shall we review these news stories, reading nothing more than the headlines and drawing our own silly conclusions about the matter.
You're damn right!
Yeah!
Yeah. Our own conclusions and stuff, because we're smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Article the first, woman in
that was so perfect.
It was beautiful.
But so awkward because it was perfect. Because you
read
that. You said that flawlessly.
Article the first?
Article the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first article.
Hey, well, we're on our 14th episode. Practice has got to make perfect somehow.
True.
And if not for that one line, I don't know for what.
Right.
But anyway, the first article, woman in labor votes en route to the hospital.
That's actually pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. Some people are just like lazy waiting until the last minute. We're actually recording this as the final ballots are in, so we have no idea who's winning or losing or what's going on.
Yeah, that's dedication, I would say.
But yeah, to
I
go
heard Stephen out, Jobs is going to get it.
Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
You think enough people voted in Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
That's just what that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well,
I would
we all know, you could be right.
I wouldn't be upset if Zombie Jobs were Prez.
Yeah.
Why does that actually work for a slogan?
Zombie jobs for Prez. Zombie jobs for Prez. 4 more years. I don't know why everything's 4 more years.
It's just the slogan for anything, I guess.
Yeah, but there weren't 4 years beforehand.
That's true.
There's no 4 more years to have. True. There's only 4 years.
Sidetrack. At the Red Hot Chili Peppers, me and my brother got the 4 years, four more years chant to work out the encore.
Oh, I hate you. We tried to get it to work at that Coheed show, and it didn't work out. Everyone was like, no, they didn't do that. That didn't actually happen. But we did try and get the chant, and it didn't work. We only got a couple people.
Yeah. All right, back on.
Yeah.
Article part deux.
Oh, we're just jumping right ahead. We're not dwelling on that anymore. All right, forget all those jokes I had stored in the reserve.
Fine, go put them out. No, get them out of the freezer.
Move on.
Pull them out. Nope. Now I want to know. Now I really want to know what you had stored up.
You rushed it.
I'm calling your bluff.
You lost it. So when they were rushing her to the hospital, like she was presumably at the polling station, so they had to like rip down the curtains from one of the polling gates and kind of like escort her out because there's a baby coming out of her
vagina.
Her hanging Chad.
That was beautiful.
Oh my God.
What now?
I stand corrected, sir.
What?
I stand corrected.
Now.
I imagine that you have been working on that joke all fucking day.
You know what? I winged that.
We recorded this show not only late in the week, but late in the day.
Yes.
Specifically because Josh has been workshopping that particular joke since
I've been workshopping it since 6 in the morning. It's
since like Friday of last week.
Okay. Hanging Chad. Privacy curtain. Let's see here.
So the baby's definitely named Chad, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Hopefully.
See, I just hope she names her child after whatever president wins the election.
Yeah.
Did someone run up and say, "Man, please close your privacy curtains"?
That's it. That was
oh,
it.
Oh, that's the worst name for a vagina.
Oh. Put the ballot in the slot now.
That sounds more like a sex joke.
I suppose.
Or shoving the baby back in. Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
Vetoed. abortion?
Sure.
Because I think that's what a veto of a baby would be.
All right. Keep going. What do you got?
Oh, what more?
Yeah. No, what do you got? You said all those jokes.
All those jokes. That was it.
All right.
That joke counted like for four.
You win this round.
All right. Can't say that I have anything about Article 2. You want to take this one since you wanted to jump so far into it?
Article 2. 85-year-old priest rappels down cathedral. Wait, so I thought that was going a different way. I have it written down on a piece of paper in front of me, and I hadn't read the headline until I read it there, and so I was kind of working through it slowly, and I was 85-year-old priest, and then rappels sure does look a lot like another word at a glance. For any of you listening, I want you to go and just write down the word rappel, and then, yep, he raped down the cathedral.
Nothing like raping down a cathedral. You find every hole and crevice, and you just rape it down.
Damn, I snorted. What do you think he used to rappel down? The power of Christ.
Yeah.
He was hitting the wine hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the blood.
The blood of Christ.
You guys want to go get another shot of blood?
Yeah.
Dude, you've had way too many. You need to eat some body first. Soak up that booze. I mean, blood. I'm drunk. I'm Christ drunk.
Hey, watch me. I'm going to go climb up on this letter T, y'all. Come on, let's go. This is our last show. I know that's got to be cut.
Oh, no, that it doesn't. Was that was bad. So good.
So good.
That's Stan. That's Stan.
That was bad.
That could be in our CD.
I'm going to need to go reconcile after that terrible joke.
Repent.
All right. Jeff, this third one screams you.
Yeah, thanks for giving me this one. Donkey sex suspect wants animal back.
Well, that's not... I don't know what's funny about that.
He just wants his donkey back.
He just wants his lover back.
Yeah.
How could they take his lover away from him? There's nothing wrong with
Listen, him. I don't break into your house, and I don't steal your wife.
Right? Who cares if he married a donkey? You know what? Just leave him be.
Unless the donkey was his mistress.
I'm trying to joke here. Hold on. I didn't have time to write this one, but I got one here. Hold on. Did the donkey take it in the ass?
Article 4, man accused of being beating girlfriend with python.
Now the question is obvious here. Was it a snake or was it his dick?
I don't know.
Because that sounds like a pretty good dick name.
I think it was neither of those.
What? Okay, so if not a snake,
I think that he beat his girlfriend with his Monty Python DVD box set.
Oh, okay.
Flying Circus.
That is pretty heavy.
It is. There's a lot in there.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff for your money. That is a good deal.
It is. As seen on TV.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, because she was cheating on him. So he got even. He's like, you know what? If you don't want that life of Brian, you're going to have this life of Brian.
Oh, that's a good deep cut. I like that.
That's best a good movie.
Jeff, drop me a fat beat.
Oh.
It's a no-brainer. We're hanging out here. Josh is an idiot. I hate a stupid face. More stupid stuff after this show break. That was the worst rap ever.
Go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'll never go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather the horns of the big cup. Today's the day that teddy bears have their firepod.
We've been recording this awesome podcast for quite some time now, but we've had little feedback about how awesome we actually are. This week, we programmed Rita to find some reviews and comments, both positive and negative, and we're going to read them for the very first time right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm kind of scared.
You're kind of scared?
I am a little bit, but I'm actually more impressed that people are critiquing this.
I'm surprised. I know you have 60 people on Facebook, and...
I don't mind critical feedback. That's
We need critical feedback if we actually want to get more listeners.
That's true.
Because we've got to know how to make ourselves better.
Very true. So let's start with this first one here. This is from a review on giantbomb.com, and it is from username Little Socrates.
Good start. I'm a big Socrates fan.
That's a good username.
I feel like he would know what's going on.
Yeah, Socrates is a smart guy.
He was. So obviously, if he's Little Socrates, he's probably like his son or something.
Yeah, that's probably it. Would Socrates name his child Little Socrates? Or the classic is like Socrates.
Little Socrates!
I kind of like, you know, if I was going to go with a kid and name him Junior, I probably would just go with Little.
Well, that's because you know he'd have a good career in rap.
Oh, yeah.
He'd have a hip-hop career ahead of him.
Right. But it would have to be Little, not like Lil Wayne or whatever. It's got to be Little.
What about Lil Bow Wow?
I forgot about him.
He's an entrepreneur.
I forgot about him.
See?
He's just Bow Wow now because he know Lil.
Yeah.
But he was Lil Bow Wow.
He was Lil.
And he was tearing it up when he was doing that.
Was.
God, so hard.
From the flow up.
Rita, drop some of his funky beats like when he was 8.
Now basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Come on. I keep it so
yeah.
fresh.
Yeah, that's the little Bow Wow.
That's my jam.
This is my jam, too.
Man, it was so good. I like to pick and roll. I like
to give and go. And it's basketball. Bow Wow. Yeah, you know, so you know, I could have been okay without him.
Yeah.
Teach their own. All right, little Socrates.
Little Socrates has to say, you guys are perfectly pleasant.
Ah, let's just stop right there. That's good. Right. We are perfectly pleasant. No.
But the show feels like aimless nonsense. It kind of is, though, too.
I understand.
It's the nature of the show, though, too. I mean, we're not meant to take anything seriously.
Right.
But that's all right. I mean, it's a fair assessment.
It's true. I thought about it a bunch after reading this post, and I was like, it felt apt, I suppose, yeah. especially since we know each other and we just kind of bullshit around.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that, I don't know.
If you don't personally know us, you probably won't follow with us.
It's true.
I feel like maybe I feel like a lot more of that has to do with the fact that this is the beginning phase of the format and the show.
We're still in our infancy.
You'll get to know me. Jeff will grow on you.
Yeah.
You'll start to like Jeff, and you'll start to know me from the inside out. And you'll just be like, you know what? This Jeff guy is a deep person, and I really appreciate listening to his voice, and I want to get to know him better. So, you know, just email me, and we'll talk.
That's Jeff69@hotmail.com if you want to get in touch with him.
No, not that one.
Oh, sorry. We'll bleep that out.
Thank you.
Continuing on, I've got like 45 episodes of Mabim Bam and 3 or 4 Good. Years of a Coco, and let's do this to fulfill my aimless nonsense quota.
Which that kind of goes, but I was kind of waiting for you to read that part because I wanted to interject and say that I think that the big of those three podcasts, the only one I listen to is Mabim Bam.
Yeah,
but I've been listening to that since the very beginning, and I mean, those guys have. The reason that show was so good in the beginning is A, they're brothers.
Yeah.
And B, Justin McElroy, the oldest brother on there, has been on a bunch of other podcasts before that. Like, he'd hosted probably 200 plus episodes of the Joystick Podcast up at that point.
So he's got all that experience under his belt.
Right. So they had that benefit.
Yeah.
And one of the other co-hosts, Griffin, on there, he as well. Also was on that show occasionally, so they had that benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know, but like I said, I think it's a fair assessment.
Yeah,
not trying to.
We're not touting ourselves as professionals at it. No. But I mean, it's kind of I mean, even just the title of the show, it's just like in the nature of it, we're trying to make sense of all of the stupidities in the world.
Yeah. If you guys believe it or not, this is actually all of our first podcast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. Shocker.
Right? Well, there was that one podcast back in the 1990s when podcasting was just starting up.
We posted it on an IRC channel.
Yeah.
So many people don't even know what that is.
No. Oh. Continuing. Sound quality is high, and you've done a decent job including transitions between segments, but it's hard to drift in and out properly when there's no easy-to-follow format. So yeah, I mean, touching on the first part of that, I mean, I know where, I mean, our sound quality, recording at least, that it's probably better compared to average, like, lower level, not comedian, not professionally made podcasts.
But it works well, especially if you're wearing headphones or whatever.
Honestly, he said sound quality is high, and like, that is pretty much all Josh. I don't know if we've ever like quite lifted the curtain on it, but like Josh pretty much edits all of
this. One of these days, we should just release the whole like 2 hours of raw footage we have just to see what messes that transpire during a normal recording.
Yeah, or train wrecks and me breathing into the mic because I just love to do that.
Yeah,
and usually one episode, I'll end up putting the mic in my mouth at some time or another.
Yeah, pretty much once an episode, that's something that happens.
It's kind of like a... No, it's a no-brainer tradition
it's
nowadays.
It's an inside joke for us here. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much takes all microphone. And another thing Jeff likes to do is rub the microphone against his beard and or hair.
Yeah, I just do that to annoy Joshua during the editing process.
Thanks, Jerk.
Like this. And that's my beard.
That's Jeff's beard. Jeff's beard, everybody. A round of applause.
Thank you.
But yeah, I know we're kind of off the wall sometimes too, but that's to be expected anyway too. So
yeah,
that's what ADHD does.
Whatever. Yeah,
and LSD. But what?
Basically, you guys require a lot of focus to follow, which makes it harder to get to know you guys. And because I don't already know you guys, it's harder to take that time to learn. If you guys focus your show, then it's easier for the audience to listen passively. So yeah, I definitely agree with like some of our earlier episodes. Definitely a case there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we try and put structure where every act, like the separations between the breaks and the acts there, every act has its own kind of style.
Yeah.
I know I tried throwing the game at the end, and that's probably the hardest to follow of anything, really, because that definitely requires some attention if you want to get the full effect. But,
right. Agreed.
But I mean, yeah, the earlier segments, or at least what we try to do with the news stories, I know probably didn't work so well in this episode, but in past episodes, we're just getting crazy-ass tangents. And
right.
I like that, though. Like,
yeah.
When I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
And when I listen to a lot of shows, like, I don't know, that's usually my favorite part is when they just can go way off the rails and they're just in no man's land, and then they realize where the fuck they got and they're trying to get back.
Like, wait, this, we should have been like done with the show by now.
we ran out of breadcrumbs a mile back and we're just so far lost. We're going to have to just walk back.
Which
and find.
Well, which to be fair is once again to the format of the show and Josh's editing.
Yeah.
Because you have the breaks in there, it allows us
a lot
of times on the recording. That's what happens is we're gone.
Yeah.
We're way off of nowhere. And then somehow it gets rained back in or we just end a segment.
Yeah.
Josh just clips bits of it out so it makes sense. And so it's not like an hour-long conversation about, I don't know.
Josh can make us say things that we actually didn't say, which is amazing.
For example, let's try a for example here. Just go ahead and say any couple sentences like...
You know, I love to eat cheeseburgers on Fridays because they get this extra taste and it, you know, if you throw some llamas in there and it makes a grand old party.
Okay. So that's the first time you recorded that line. Yeah. Now I'm going to insert the bit where I've edited some stuff in. Yeah. So sound effect, beep boop.
Every Friday, I'd eat vagina because they taste meaty. You know, that is a crevice and you just take good for your money. Cheeseburger party.
Oh, wasn't that funny? I don't know what I did, but I'm sure I'll do something pretty funny.
Yeah, you did something great.
Wasn't that funny?
You'll probably pull things from earlier in the show.
Yeah,
just...
I'll go way back to episode 2 and be like, hey, they remember that one time you said cactus? That was great.
It's back.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, so we need to focus, guys.
That was a good review, It kind of...
I do get where he's coming from, though.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those issues, we already know we have problems there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good summary of the show, I think.
I'm really like, happy that he actually just didn't know, like, you guys are doing great.
Yeah. I mean...
The fact that someone responded in a mature manner on the internet in and of itself was nice.
And like, it was constructive. Exactly. And it was... The points were made, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Right. I have a great idea, guys. We should... Ask 4chan to listen to our podcast.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope. No thanks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. All right. Well, I hear there are nice guys there.
Some of them.
There's some friends over there. They're just some nice guys. There's some buds.
Yeah.
Some
I hear it's a very safe place on the internet to go.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is a good website to go to? Lemonparty.com.
No, stop
if
it!
If you like sour fruit... celebrating with party hats and those little
blowers
that go.
Wow, that was actually a really good.
You should go to
bully work there.
Yeah,
or if you like meat, you should go to Meatspin.
Stop it! Stop! No.
Have you ever wondered what Wheel of Fortune would be like if you had prime cuts of steak?
Go to Meatspin.com.
Meatspin.com. Can I buy a bowel?
Yes. What would you like to buy?
Anus.
Hey, Jeff, don't you have a Twitter? Twitter to read?
Yeah, right. Jeff, why don't we go into yours here?
Speaking of critique.
A Twizzler? Read a Twizzler.
Speaking of critiques, this is a titter.
Titter.
This is a titter tweet.
Titter.
A Twizzler twiz.
I'm going to keep it titter, so I'm
titter,
not going to
titter that cam.
All right, so on Titter, we had a
wait, are there teats on Twitter? On Titter?
Yeah, oh, of course. It's Titter. It's tit and titter.
Oh, titter.
Titter. Come on. It's first grade.
140 characters or less.
Yep. 140 tits or less. So this comes from Matthew Bowen. I believe that's how you say it.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. All right.
There's an underscore there too, but
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, underscore Matthew Bowen. Sorry.
Yeah.
Those are important when you're trying to tweet at him.
Yeah.
So his he actually did two tweets. His first one was, so I listened to a lot of podcasts: Bombcast, Comedy Button, Rebel FM, Bim Bim Bam.
I would just like to go out and say I listen to all of those religiously, and they're all fantastic.
I got Comedy Button and Bim Bam. Yeah, under my belt.
Yeah, my Bim Bam seems to be the common thread here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bim Bam brought us together.
Yep. They're all three great, though. They're all four, sorry. They're fantastic.
Mm. And he says, and you guys hold your own really well.
Wow.
Which...
That makes me feel happy to see that.
And again, that's probably through magic of editing, too. I know. I mean, but I know we kind of have just that natural chemistry with the triangle of podcast.
The trifecta.
Here.
I would call it the triangle of awkwardness.
There you go.
Yeah. 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 Because we do shit like this. He actually tweeted again.
Yeah. And the second tweet was. A follow-up.
A second teat.
Sorry, I say a follow-up tit. I listened to all your podcasts in like 2 days, and I cracked up a lot. Keep up the podcast.
Yeah.
So he wants us to keep going.
We will.
We will.
If there's any time I'm feeling down, I'm going to take out Matthew Bowen's tweet.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to frame that and just put it up by my bedside on my nightstand.
Matthew Bowen, you can fillet me anytime.
What?
What word did you just say?
Verbally!
Okay.
Verbally!
What?
Never mind. Listen, he knows all. He listens to Rebel FM. He knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
You two don't know because you don't listen to Rebel FM. But
we don't.
Actually, I probably have since I've been at you know.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Much.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
I say that there's been plenty of times where I just walked into your house and you'd be listening to a random podcast. I'd just sit there and laugh with you.
It's a Rebel FM thing. Just don't worry about.
All
it.
All right, yeah. I'll let it go. We'll let it play out.
Since me and Josh had some feedback, do you have anything, Zach?
Well, we did get a hit on Facebook. Paul W.
I love Paul.
W?
I love Paul W.
What about Paul
He's an alright guy.
Is Paul B? What do you think of Paul B?
I haven't met Paul B.
I actually do know a Paul B. Well, I don't know him, but...
Dude, what about Paulie D from Jersey Shore?
No.
Here's the thing. I know a Paul... I went to high school with a Paul B, and I could safely say I don't think he's going to listen to this. Yeah. I don't really like the guy.
I don't know him at all, so either, I can't say one way or the other whether that's
Paul W. I like Paul W.
I do. In comparison, Paul W. is a he's a champion among men. Well, Paul W. is already a champion among men.
Yeah, I would say he's a champ.
Anyway,
yeah,
he more of a suggestion.
Okay.
Than really,
right. But still, it's feedback.
We can still take those
feedback, but I like it, and we've discussed this already.
Yeah,
but. He said, ever think of doing a riff track style movie commentary? I would love to do that.
I would too.
And that's kind of an in thing for a podcast to do, but...
I know it's something that I've kept in my back pocket for quite a while, even long before we even started, or I even started thinking of doing the podcast. So yeah, that's definitely something we can touch up on.
We could do all the Lord of the Rings Extended Edition.
Oh, shut up, God! Jeff.
Okay.
For real, I think actually one thing we could do is we could do a poll. I mean, the problem with the poll is that we don't have a lot of, let's say, active members.
Yeah, we might have 60 likes, but I think only like probably 5 people regularly do
pay
things.
Attention
yeah.
To
yeah. Pay attention and vote things in comments.
Yeah, so... We would definitely be open to some viewer input, listener input.
If you want to tell us how awful you think our show is, there are many ways you can do that. The best way are through our Facebook and Twitter accounts. That's facebook.com/nobrainershow and twitter.com/nobrainershow. We also have an email address. You can email us if that's your poison, if you're not on Facebook or Twitter. No brainer show again at gmail.com. No, again, it's no brainer.
I think we got you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Telephone if you have neither a Facebook nor a Twitter, nay, an email account. We do have a telephone number. You can leave us drunk texts or phone messages.
Oh God, I hope we get popular to that point where people just start drunkenly calling. Awesome.
That would be fantastic.
So we can play them on air.
We haven't
everyone.
Even gotten a telemarketer call. That's how deserted this number has been.
You mean to tell me that Obama or Romney haven't called that? That
no,
might be the only phone number.
That is the only number
in existence that hasn't gotten a call by a politician.
Okay. So if you are the first to call this number, we should give you a prize. 864-96-BRAIN or 864-962-7246. We should send them something.
We'll send you a little prize. We'll mention your name on air.
Yeah.
Well, if it's funny, we might even play it on air.
We'll most likely play it on air.
As I say, yeah. we could always patch that in. Yeah. All right, Josh.
Yeah, of course.
And by we, I mean Josh.
You. Yeah. The one who does all the editing work. Josh.
No, Rita does all the editing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Wink, wink, wink.
But hey, guys, I have something to desperately remind you. You know, Facebook's only at 60 likes. But if we get 40 more likes, we find out if I'm allergic to graham crackers.
That is
remember.
True. Remember a couple weeks ago when we had that big explosion of growth there? That's what she said.
God damn it.
Erect but penis
yeah,
joke.
Still, you. Jeff is opening that possibility. It didn't have to be in that 1 week. But yeah, if we reach 100, I think we all should do something crazy.
You know what? I'm going to do this right now. If we at least...
Keg stand.
No. If we get... Sorry. If we even at least get at least 10 likes this thing, I'll do another challenge from anyone.
And what? I'll
just let you guys pick the best challenge.
Jeff, throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Horn yourself out for entertainment's sake. Way
please,
to go.
I'm just going to beg, just please no high voicing, because that really hurts my voice.
That was painful.
You seem so miserable.
Yeah.
That was the best. All right,
so what are the conditions of this challenge here?
You can't make me speak in a high voice for a long period of time.
But we need to get to 100 there? Or?
No, just 10 likes. Just so we can get 10 more likes, we'll slowly get
so
to that 100.
Once we get to 70.
Yeah, if in this week, though, that's the thing. It's got to be 10 likes this week.
Oh, it's a conditional challenge.
Yeah. And then we'll have people write challenges, and I'll let you guys pick like the best one or whatever.
Okay.
Just so I can't know what it is. And it's got to be a reasonable challenge.
Yeah. Let's say same rules apply like last time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We can officiate that.
Yeah. And not to, you know, it's not that we're trying to shill, but it's just we like doing the podcast a lot. I think we do. And if you guys enjoy it, let us know.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, review us on iTunes, do all that.
Yeah.
Send us nude pictures.
Yeah, don't do that, actually.
Anything. We will find it.
Yeah, just, I don't know.
Give us suggestions. We love suggestions for the podcast.
Yes, please.
It's true.
We haven't got much of that lately.
We're not quite to the territory where we're running out of ideas. But,
right.
But any ideas would still help. If you
nice.
Got something stupid you found. Definitely
send
share
us
that
stupid
with us.
News stories or just like, hey, this would be a funny idea for a bit that if they did it or something like that.
It's true. It's we're having, I think, I don't want to speak for everyone here, but I think we're having a blast doing the show.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
I guess I am.
You guess? So you just throw yourself out there. You know what? Yeah, I can totally do a challenge,
what a
man.
Sour
but you know
puss.
What? I don't like the show.
Hey, I still like challenges, man.
Oh. You like it when you're challenged?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Even more stupid stuff after this short break.
Did you know the average American spends 12% of their lifetime talking to people about the weather? Truth. Barack Obama's original name was Barack Obama, but grew tired of the Pokemon jokes and changed it to Barack. Fun fact. It takes 3 times as many muscles to pee standing up than it does to poop standing up.
Fun fact. Fun facts!
At the end of every show, Rita casts her vote for the least stupidest person in the room. How he can be elected to this position is up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
You want answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers.
There are so many uncertainties in the world today, and millions of people around the world use the Yahoo Answers service to resolve their questions. In this game, the three of us will be each given 60 seconds to answer as many questions from the website as we can.
Everyone will be given one chance during their round to shout clarify to stop the clock and read some additional details about the Yahoo user's question. And for the first time in this game, opposing players will get a single chance in the entire game to interject challenge. Again, the clock will stop and the challenging player will have the ability to steal the question from the challenged player by giving a better answer than them. It will then be up to Judge Rita to decide whose answer is better and earn the question's point. The player who answers the most questions correctly will be this week's winner. We got challenges involved now. So paying attention to what other people answer. If you don't like their answer, one time only, though, you can say challenge.
Aw, yeah.
Josh, as you were the winner of last week's challenge, I think you have the option of who goes first in this week's challenge. Oh, decisions!
Oh, God. I don't know. Are there any volunteers? I know I feel like this should be
Hey, this is your day.
I know. I should use this option to my advantage here,
yeah.
So I can parlay that into another win. I don't think anybody's won more than two in a row, so I need to start that.
I feel like Jeff has. I feel like Jeff's won two or three in a row.
Jeff's won two in a row, but I don't think he's ever won three in a row.
I feel like he has, but I guess I don't know.
We're going to start with Zach this round.
Oh, damn it.
And then go to Jeff, and then go to me.
Good way to finish off, because then you know what your opponent's done. You know how hard you have to try.
Exactly.
You know how hard you have to be.
That's gross.
So, Zach, again, you'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of these questions as you can. Jeff and I are going to be paying close attention to you, just in case we want to use our one-time-only challenge.
And I might be trying to distract you.
And that's for the whole game. It's not for his round exclusively. It's for the entire game.
Oh,
so once you use it, that exhausts.
No one else can.
Got to crack the knuckles, loosen up here. It's been a little while.
So even if you didn't think you have a better answer, you can just screw it over for everyone if you wanted to be that jerk.
Possibly.
But challenge.
Oh, and it's already thrown down. Wow.
And Jeff has burnt his first challenge on nothing.
First and only challenge. Oh, what a pity.
All right. I pooped in the refrigerator. Was that the challenge?
Is that like is that kind of like the saying, you shat the bed? Because that's what you did, theoretically.
I don't sleep in the fridge. Jeff.
That's the apt. No, but that's the apt metaphor that
True.
People would use for what you just did.
That was the literal and figurative explanation of a gross misunderstanding. So.
Puns.
All right.
We all burped into the microphone, that means.
Yeah!
Woo!
Perfect of burps!
Ding, 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 ding,
burp team!
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, and your first question here. How can I be more efficient when cooking and baking?
Preparation, and cleanliness.
Okay. Is it safe to clubbing alone?
Safe to what?
Safe to clubbing alone.
Clarify.
Ooh. Clarify. Already stopping the clock here. All right, so you've clarified on the question, is it safe to clubbing alone? Here's some more explanation here.
God.
This is from username laptop.
No.
How is that bad? Is that like...
That's the most unoriginal username ever.
Why is
laptop?
That, how is it unoriginal?
Because they were like, oh, I need a username. I don't know what it is, but I'm doing it on my computer, so I guess it's a laptop.
They're like doing the whole Mrs. Doubtfire thing. They're like looking around. It's like, oh, laptop.
They're like Brick in Anchorman.
There you go.
I love lamp.
That's it.
I mean, my username is just usually Theater Jeff. Mm. That's not very original.
That's all right. I guess it's more original than naming an object in the room, though.
True.
I think was his point. But anyway.
Well, I just
some thought went into it.
It's true, yes.
I don't even think.
All right. I'm 18 soon, and I don't have any friends who are also 18. I'm thinking about going clubbing, but I'm worried that I could get attacked if I'm only my own. I'm 5'4 female and don't look very scary. I don't think I would drink much, if at all. What do you think? Should I go? And your clock will resume now.
If you're 18 and going to the clubs, you shouldn't do it. Don't go. That's my answer. Just don't go.
Good. As a woman grows, what happens to her boobs?
They... Gravity, man. Gravity.
Why do atheists celebrate Christmas and Easter?
You know, because they're all pretty much hypocrites, I think.
Okay.
They're all hanging up on big old T's.
All right. Did Obama stage the hurricane and now it's backfiring on him?
Yes! Yes, he did! It's all Obama's fault! All
right.
Thanks, Obama.
What does scholarships for entering college freshmen mean?
It means, I don't know, pass.
Pass. If Hannah Montana got an axe to her head in a horror film, would you want her to be barefoot or have shoes on?
I definitely would want her to have shoes on. You don't want to get mud in those toes. Okay. Tootsies.
All right, and time is up. All right, so you had some pretty interesting questions there.
Yeah.
Let's ask Rita, see how many of those you got correct by her standards.
Zach, in 1 minute. You managed to answer 6 questions correctly.
Well, that's not bad.
That's a respectable score.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's not setting the bar real high, but like I could be stumped by questions. Josh has done it before, and I've stumped Josh before with a couple questions.
Oh, God, don't even go there. All right. So
I dug good for those.
It's a score to beat, but let's see if it can be beat. It is now Jeff's turn, if I recall.
Yeah.
Is it?
Everybody still has their challenges in play.
All right. Your time starts when I'm done reading this.
Okay.
This first question.
I don't know why I'm looking at my questions for Josh. It's not going to help me at all.
My parents dislike my boyfriend. He is banned from the house. What should I do?
You should just sneak out every night and just go see your boyfriend at his house.
I am not a smoker, but I smoked for 7 to 10 days. How much will it affect my body?
Well, smoking is a very dangerous thing. I mean, you could have cancer, but I think if you're not smoking constantly, you should be good. You should be fine.
Why is my friend so much prettier than me?
Because you fell down the ugly tree and hit every ugly branch on the way down.
That was rough. Is it considered rude to leave the bathroom door open while nobody is using it?
If you're pooping, yes.
Where were the fist modern Olympic Games held?
Your mother's bedroom.
Oh, no!
How can I put a sort of filter in my head so that the hateful things mother says don't pass through?
Just grow a pair and quit being a...
Whoa, tough love. Comparison essay, 12th night, and she's G-man?
Clarify?
We need to clarify that
clarifying.
One.
I've pulled it up here. We've got this one from Ashley.
All right.
Kay. I have to compare these two movies. So far for the introduction, I got a comparison of the plot, characters, and themed in William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
Okay.
And She's the Man.
Oh!
Not She's She-Man.
Okay, so she's just trying to compare the two.
Yeah. Directed by Andy Fickman, shows that She's the Man is a successful modern adaptation of Shakespeare's play. How do I improve that? I'm comparing plot, characters, and themes. How on earth do you do this?
Does my time start now?
Your time start now.
Okay, just Google it. Just Google it. It'll be simple as that.
Time's up.
I had some tough loving going on.
Yeah.
I must be in a bitter mood right now.
Jeff, on your turn, you answered a total of 7 questions correctly.
All right, one better than Zach.
Yeah.
Everybody still has their challenges.
This is going to be close.
Yeah. I guess mine was a wasted challenge, so you guys can still earn points.
Oh, that's right, because you don't get to challenge.
I didn't use my challenge like a fool.
On this. Can I ask my own question?
You could. Oh, okay. You could. It is open to you.
All right, Josh, are you ready?
The glory of the challenge here.
Your time begins after the first question.
Okay.
And I'll just let you know this first one comes from Izzy R.
Izzy R.
Izzy R. I-Z-Z-Y space R.
Okay.
No, just so you can think about it. I'm
already getting like in the personality of,
right, of
anybody
this could be.
Who named Izzy.
Right. All right, and Izzy wants to know, it's a woman, by the way.
Oh, even more information.
Yeah.
You're just going to let me win, aren't you?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
But I think this first one will be good.
All right.
She wants to know, can you lose your virginity if you fall?
If you fall? I suppose if you fall on a man's penis, happy being a girl, like you fall down the steps and like, oops, I landed on your thing.
What is the country Canada all about?
Free healthcare, maple syrup, hockey. That's about it.
All right. Do you have to be 18 to buy lingerie?
Ooh, lingerie? I'm not sure. Well, I'm sure you can buy like a sports bra, and bras are considered lingerie, so no.
All right. Can I still be a virgin if the guy only sticks his dick in halfway?
No. I think once you enter the oven, it's still gonna bake. No.
How is a bobby formed? How is a bobby formed? That's how it's typed.
All right. Well, when a girl Billy and a boy Barry have a baby, it comes out a bobby.
There we go. All right. Is it safe to water a full-grown tree? And if so, how do you do it?
Clarify.
All right. So he wants to clarify. Let's get this up here. Is it safe to water a full-grown tree? And if so, how?
Wait, that's it?
That's your clarified bud.
No. I don't know if I have much time left, but I'll. Okay.
And your time begins now.
Why not? I mean, it's already grown. You can't hurt it anymore.
Challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, you have 1 second to.
All right.
Okay.
What is your challenge, kind sir?
I was going to say no, because then you'll get a bunch of baby trees and they'll take over and overthrow the universe.
Ooh. It's up to Rita whose answer is better. Rita, who do you have decided is the correct answer?
The person whose answer is better is Josh.
Oh, that was close. I don't know. You almost had
I had to try. I had to try.
You had your challenge there, but I can't have any time left.
I had to like, burn it. That's, yep. You
I
don't.
Have like half of a second left.
You got
thing.
About two.
Two.
2 seconds. All right. So all right. Read maybe fast, can, Jeff. Read right. fast and get one more point. Unless right. you want to challenge me.
Jeff still has a challenge.
That's true. I do. Do Ugandans lay eggs?
And time is up. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What? Clarification on that. I'm not sure if Ugandans are people. Do they lay eggs?
What?
I think it's a troll because his name's Paul Chuckle. So.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but still.
Giveaway.
That's too perfect.
Right?
Oh,
as soon as I knew that, I knew he wasn't going to answer. I'm like, you're not going to answer this next one.
That's how it works. All right. Well, the score to beat, I think, was 7. How many did I get right?
Josh, to defeat Jeff and win, you must have answered more than 7 questions correctly. The total number of questions you answered correctly was 6.
No! 6 only? Oh!
I was hoping with that challenge that I could tie Jeff. And then
That would have been close. Ugandans
threw you off.
It did. Well, I didn't have much time for it. I spent a little bit.
True,
but dallying there.
Who would ask if Ugandans lay eggs?
Paul chuckles, apparently.
Yeah.
What if, I think if you rearrange the letters in his name, you can get the actual person's name. That's how it works, right? That's how all people's names work.
It's Chal Puckle.
What?
His name's Chal Puckle.
Chal Puckle?
Damn you, Chal Puckle!
We'll get you. Yahoo police busting down the door of some unfortunate soul whose first name was Chal.
That joke was the bastard child of Nicolas Cage and Tom Hanks. Were the Freemasons involved too?
Oh, you know it. Illuminati, you got it.
But okay, in all seriousness here, can I read this next question? Because I really want to discuss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, read it.
All right, so we didn't get to this question, but this question, how do they cast ugly people in movies and shows? I've really honestly thought that myself.
I know. I saw that was beautiful.
Ask Steve Buscemi. He knows he's got that mark.
Because
cornered.
Like you obviously watch like these commercials and stuff where people are legitimately like they need to be ugly. It's like, do they just place on ad like looking for ugly people to act?
If I could drop a hyperlink to life, it would just be to Steve Buscemi's Wikipedia. Or IMDb page.
This is how life works.
Oh, man.
Twitter at No Brainer Show.
And if you'd like to face us, you can face us at facebook.com/No Brainer Show.
I guess we have an email, NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
Wait. And a telephone number!
That everyone calls!
Yeah! 864-962-7246.
What does that spell out, Josh?
Numbers!
You enthusiasm for numbers. In no other context would that be funny.
That was so good.
Just randomly, numbers! Jesus Christ.
That was beautiful.
864-96-BRAIN.
That's what it spells out.
Yeah, that's the one.
God damn
it. Shoot.
You were close, Josh. It's all right. We were excited about numbers, too.
I loved that. That was my favorite part of Sesame Street. It's like, whatever. Get to the number. 7!
Oh, my God, yes!
He loved math.
He loved math?
Math. Well, I've been your methed out host, Zach.
I'm your presidential candidate for 2025, Jeff.
I'm your sidekick.
Josh, reminding you that life is stupid and so is everyone. Super Biden to the rescue.
Woo! Woo!
Super Biden!
Or Super Ryan.
Super Ryan!
Super Biden Ryan.
Ooh. Super Jeff.
Ooh. Tag team Obama and Romney. They're both the president. They're both the president.
If twins ran for president, could they both be the president at the same time?
Conjoined twins?
Yeah.
No.